Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, happy new year, welcome to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host Marty McDermott with my co-host Don Johnson, and if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Jeff Haas, who is the co-founder and director of franchise development for Team Blue Franchise Opportunity. And by providing a superior hand car wash experience, Team Blue is seeking to change and lead the multi-billion dollar U.S. car wash industry by opening a national chain of first-of-its-kind franchise locations that offer a better quality car wash. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi everyone and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host Marty McDermott with my co-host Don Johnson, and if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. How you doing, Don? Welcome back. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Marty. I'm doing fine. Year's starting off well. How'd your holidays go?
Oh, it was wonderful. It just went by too fast, didn't it?
Yeah, it always does.
You know, I mean, it was funny. It took about 3 weeks, which I never do. And, you know, it felt like 3 seconds. I mean, it's just, but it was so much fun, though, you know. I mean, the holidays are just wonderful, catching up with family and friends and things like that, you know. And
you have a
really
young son who's just starting to learn about Christmas, and my five-year-old twins.
Absolutely.
You really make the holidays so much more fun because
yeah.
of the excitement that they get and have towards it.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly does change the holidays, you know, and it's just, it's hard to imagine, Don, that, you know, 3 years we're doing the show already, you know, and just going into our fourth year, it's just really amazing. By the end of the year, we're going to hit our 200th show. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that's a...
just incredible.
It's nice goal, yeah.
It's a milestone, you know, so just been a lot of fun. Our last show, Don, if you remember, again, you have to go back 3 weeks ago, it was with Jerry Egner, the CEO of Closets by Design, and since 1982, Closets by Design has built a reputation as the nation's leader in the closet organizing and storage remodeling industry. I had a chance to go back and listen to the show again this morning and was really impressed. Any thoughts? Again, you have to go back 3 weeks ago, but that you remember from the show?
I just think in general, Marty, it's just, you know, it's just one of those types of services that seems like it's a real good fit for franchising.
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
And let's face it, people's closets are usually a mess and people need more space and
so true.
People don't have the time or know how to properly organize it, and
yeah.
and that's their niche and specialty, and they're doing fine. There's a few,
yeah.
you know, there's a few of these types of businesses out there, but I really like
right.
Closets by Design. Seems like they're doing it right, and
yeah.
and you know, Jerry, you know, did a great job on the show.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they've been doing this now for this 25 years. You know, and that's one of the things you look towards as well. You know, is you know the founder's experience. How long have they been doing this? You know. They had a strong training program, if you remember. I don't know if you recall. It was about 30 days that they spend
right.
with the franchisee. I think it was 2 weeks at corporate and then another 2 weeks at the franchisee's location, which I think is important to get that, you know,
right.
strong start. They've also had, I mean, their growth, when you look at the numbers, how these guys were growing from the beginning, I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, the growth was really exponential. It seemed like they were doubling in some cases year
yeah.
after year, you know.
Right.
So. Yeah, there's a nice demand out there. So, you know, what I like to do is always just keep our eye on them, you know, watch as they continue to grow. And, you know, next time we'll bring on one of their franchisees on the show as well.
Right. I think you mentioned it was a $7 to $10 billion industry.
Yeah, it was a huge industry. You know, and I told you, got my wife talking about redoing our closets too, because as you say, I mean, it's just, it's a battle, you know, for space constantly. No matter how big the closet is, we're
right.
always fighting for that space, you know. So,
And we always, you know, I always like to find out what type of person, the characteristics they look for in a franchise. I think you gave the expression ATP, average trainable people. I guess
mm-hmm.
they just want people like what we always have talked about over the years.
Right.
You know, just people who are willing to learn and who are looking to follow the system.
Yeah.
And, you know, people can be taught and be trained. And,
right.
You know, but, you know, but you have to have that mindset going into franchising.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because, I mean, again, one of our missions of the show is to educate, and we pick up new listeners every single week. You know, are you teachable? You know, are you coachable? If you're not any of those things, if you like, if you're someone who just likes to reinvent the wheel, don't, I don't want to say don't listen to the show, but, you know, consider starting your own franchise one day or just, you know, creating
right.
your own system, you know. It's not for you. It would be a disaster for someone like that to get involved in a franchise, so...
I believe that people are entrepreneurs if they invest in a franchise because they still have to choose which one to do, and sometimes they'll grow to multi-units and operate multiple
mm-hmm.
franchise companies. I believe that type of person's entrepreneurial, but
right.
the true 100% entrepreneur is more the person who's actually you know, started up the whole concept, the business.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, like today's guest, I mean, Jeff, you know, I understand that he's the co-founder of
right.
This very interesting concept, Team Blue, you know, which we're going to be talking about in segment two. But I suspect, you know, that Jeff is an entrepreneur, you know. He's
right.
a creator, you know. You and I, we created this show, you know.
Right.
You know, that's what we feed off of, you know, is inventing things. So, yeah, absolutely. So it's excellent points. So what do we have going on today, Don? I think I kind of hinted at.
Yeah, you mentioned... Jeff Haas, co-founder, director of franchise development for Team Blue Franchise Opportunity. And, you know, they're a car washing company, but they looks like they do it a little differently.
Yeah.
And he'll explain why they're, you know, unique and better
right.
and growing.
It is a neat concept. You know, I have their, I downloaded their brochure, and just very interesting concept. You say a car wash, and you say, okay, but they're a lot different, you know, and that'll be kind of the teaser, you know, to listen into segment two for today. They're really neat concepts, so I'm excited to have those guys on the show today. Just so our listeners know, for next week we have a franchise called EduFit. I'm going to have to see if I'm pronouncing that right. They're a fitness concept providing convenient appointment-based personal training services to men and women. Different from circuit or group training concepts, EduFit certified personal trainers work with up to 5 clients during a session, with each client following a customized training program based on their particular conditions, needs, or weight loss or body composition goals. So that should be a pretty neat concept for the year. You know, and I'm happy that we have Team Blue on for today's show, Don, because, you know, living up here in the Northeast,
right.
I suspect you're going to have to get your car washed in the next week or so, you know, with all the snow that we've been
right.
having. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
there's a big time of the year where your car really gets messed up.
Yeah, it's the time of year you wish you owned a car wash, you know. It's just like you pass by some of them and you say, oh, my God, you know, it's, what a business model that is, you know.
It's interesting the franchise you're having on next week, because a lot of people make their New Year's resolutions, and a lot of it is losing weight and
exactly.
exercising, so that's good timing on that, too. Did
oh,
you plan
absolutely.
It that way, or was it just luck, or you planned it this way?
I wish I could take credit. It was just total luck that it just worked out that way, you know, so I think that was in God's hands. But and then the following week, a franchise that you're definitely familiar with is Mako.
Right.
You know, America's Body Shop with nearly 500 franchise locations across the continent. I didn't know that they had that many, you know. So,
right.
So looking forward to having those guys on the show. And we're going to have a franchisee on that particular show as well. So,
good.
We got a great month coming up, and we have shows booked for February as well. So it's really, I think this is going to be our most exciting year of doing the show.
Everything continues to grow and get
absolutely.
Bigger.
Absolutely. And we just launched a new website, didn't we? You know, for our listeners, you know, our loyal listeners, if you haven't been to the new website, if I do say so myself, it looks fantastic, you know. We've been getting a lot of great feedback on the website, so I'm really happy about that.
Right. Yeah, it looks great, and we'll continue to increase it, add shows, make it better, easier
absolutely.
To use.
Absolutely. A library, Don, of 152 shows. Could you imagine that? You know, how many days would it take to listen to all of them? I guess it was about
right.
6 days, you know, to listen to every single show. But
well, remember when we started this, we thought that sometimes people looking at a franchise and doing their due diligence, sometimes it was hard to find information.
Right.
And so we wanted to be an information source.
Well, that's what it is. You know, and one of the quotes that are on our website now is people are hungry for good vital content, you know, and that's the whole point of the show, too, is it's not just
right.
a website that provides information. I mean, you get a full one-hour show, you know, again, for 152 weeks we've been doing this, and
right.
if you listen to all those shows, you will know more about franchising than really anybody
right.
on planet Earth. So.
Hearing from experts talking about the industry, or franchisors, co-founders talking about how they started up and why
right.
it's unique, the franchisee who's gone through the whole process and the experience, and can tell you firsthand how they've become successful in owning that franchise. So it's crucial.
Absolutely.
You know, for people looking into franchising, to go to franchise interviews and listen to a few of the shows.
I mean, there's been a lot of concepts, Don, that have been on our show, you know, and again, I'm not in the market now for buying a franchise, but I say if I was, I mean, there's a lot of interesting concepts that come on our show, and you say, wow.
Right.
You know, I would never have thought of buying into that type of franchise, but you know what? Maybe in 5 years or 10 years, you know, I would consider that. You know, it's just,
right.
some of the models are just really fascinating. And that's the interesting thing about franchising, too, is you really don't have to have experience in these industries. I think it's one of the perceptions that people who are new to franchising have. They say, well, you know what? I don't have experience in running a car wash, or I don't have experience in running a closet by design. Well, you know what? You don't need to, you know, as you say, the average trainable person.
Or just the fear itself of people wanting to open up a business.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fear with that, because a lot of people never done it before.
Exactly.
A lot of people laid off and downsized around the country. You know, what do they do now?
Right.
Franchising provides less risk, but you get to be trained, and you get all the ongoing support over time. The franchisor
absolutely.
Company doesn't want to see you fail. The good franchise companies don't want to see you fail. They're going to be, you know, right with you
right.
along the way. So that's there's some peace of mind to that. And that's why you're paying the franchise fee. That's why you're paying a royalty. But that's how the whole system works.
Exactly. You know, so excellent point.
You want to just end the show on that note?
I think we could end it right now. This is a lot of great information. But again, I want to have Jeff on the show today because just looking forward to that concept. You know, I know you had some interesting articles. You know, it's that you've been able to compile over the last 3 weeks, and I know we won't get to all of them, but I know you had some interesting ones that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah. Well, first, I just want to mention the Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo.
Mm-hmm.
A couple shows coming up over the next few weeks in Houston, Texas, January 9th and 10th, Philadelphia, the end of January, and then in mid-February in Raleigh, North Carolina.
And those are great shows, too, Don. You know, what I like about that particular show, I know you've been to it, it's a smaller show, isn't it? It's a little more intimate.
Right.
Than, you know, I love going to the International Franchise Show in Washington every year. I mean, it's just, it's amazing, you know, to go into this huge room,
right.
You know, and there's like usually, 300 exhibitors there, you know? I mean, there's a lot of people you can talk to. You can't talk to everyone in one day. I mean, they call that the Super Bowl of franchising. But the smaller shows are interesting because I think it's more intimate, you know, and you get that, and they have seminars and things like that. So
right.
A lot of value in going to those shows. So definitely look into that.
And these, you know, this particular company has been growing, too, and having the shows a little larger. People wanting information, go to franchiseshowinfo.com.
Okay, good.
And something, Marty, from Nation's Restaurant News, everything has, you know, been so negative for 2009 with the lousy economy and financing problems. This says franchisees see more sales and growth in 2010 by Ron Ruglis out of Atlanta. A recent survey of casual dining and quick service franchisees indicates they're optimistic about growth in restaurant sales for 2010, despite declines for 2009, and many are planning to open more units in the new year.
Wow, that's great news, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and that's how I feel, too. Again, I don't own a restaurant franchise, but I just have this feeling, you know, that the doors are going to open, you know, and it's going to be a very good year for franchising.
Well, it's been so down so long. I mean, something's got to give.
Right.
SunTrust Robinson Humphrey, Inc., an Atlanta-based investment banking firm, surveyed some of the largest franchise operators across the U.S., receiving 69 responses representing nearly 5,000 restaurants, over 38 quick-service locations, and over 1,000 casual dining units.
Wow.
Those franchises were more optimistic about sales than we expected, Christopher O'Call, an analyst with SunTrust, said in a report released last week. In addition, about 46% of the surveyed franchisees said they expected to add to their unit counts this year. Only 19% of those polled expected to reduce system size with closures.
Wow.
Those results are turnabout from the prevailing trends of 2009, of course, when sales fell and large franchise systems were weakened by unit closures, bankruptcies, and other things. With year-to-date same-store sales results estimated to be down 5.5% in casual dining and down 1% in quick service,
right.
The report found that almost half of the franchisees responded to the survey are targeting this year, 2010, for sales to be up, of course.
Oh, good.
Among surveyed franchisees anticipating above-average same-store sales growth this year are McDonald's, Papa John's, and Popeyes, some of the bigger players.
Right. Good.
So hopefully that'll be the case. You know, I saw this, and I just wanted to mention it. Arthur E. Bartlett passed away. He was 76 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He was a consummate salesman and co-founder of the real estate company Century 21. Died on New Year's.
Right.
And he was a firm believer in the power of the large corporate brand. He pioneered the concept of conversion franchising, in which he persuaded independent real estate agents across the country to don the signature mustard-colored jacket and market themselves as Century 21 salespeople.
Yeah, it's
and
very
it worked.
Recognizable. It did work, didn't
it?
You know, I mean, it's just you recognize it right away anytime you see a Century 21 real estate agent. You know from a half a mile away.
He eventually sold it just 7 years later, made millions. The company's now based here in New Jersey. He was really one of the true pioneers and visionaries who recognized early on the power of franchising and branding for growing and expanding a business, says Matthew Shea, president of the IFA out of D.C. He recognized there was a built-in market to expand his brand by going after people who were already in the industry.
Right.
And, you know, so you know, someone like this definitely has to be, you know, recognized. That
oh, absolutely. They've made a mark, you know, in franchising, and absolutely. It's probably someone I wish we had the opportunity to actually have on the show, you know. But I'm glad that, you know, we mentioned him.
Yeah. Here's something through Reuters. Marty, Slow and Steady Approach Guides Restaurant Chain Success by Deborah Cohen out of Chicago. It's the classic story of the tortoise and the hare. It's a good way to start off a story.
Yeah.
For years, First Watch Restaurants, a mid-sized restaurant group that only serves breakfast and lunch, stood by as rival chains raced to cash in on heady growth, fueled by abundant venture capital and the chance to go public. Mm. Now stung by the recession, much of the restaurant industry is retreating, but First Watch is choosing this time to go on the offensive. The Bradenton, Florida-based company is making its first foray into franchising. Just don't expect any big growth spurts. Playing it safe remains central to its corporate mantra. Mm. And we had them on the show,
yeah.
I guess, sometime in early fall, I think.
That was an interesting concept, wasn't it? Because, you know, I've always said, you know, I don't know if I'd ever be interested in going into, like, a restaurant type of franchise. But that was an interesting business model. It was really fascinating. You know, I encourage our listeners, you know, to listen to that show. You just go right to our show page on franchiseinterviews.com or on our show page on blogtalkradio.com. You can hear that show, but they were a really neat concept.
Anybody interesting in food? And, you know, sometimes the, you know, what's negative about a food franchise is it, you know, it's open all the time.
And, the hours,
and, you
right.
Know, you're married
and that's what
to the business.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're there all the time, but this, you might be up early, but, you know, your day might be done, you know, before 5 o'clock.
Right, you're home by the end of the day, which was very rare in that type of model. You know, that just doesn't happen, you know. So, yeah, that was an interesting concept.
It goes on, it says, I believe very strongly in systems and fundamentals and foundation building and relationship building, basic blocking and tackling, said President and CEO Ken Pendery. I'm just a slow grower. I don't have my eye on some big bullseye, some big number, some big growth plate that I'm striving for. The cautious approach has worked well for First Watch, which was founded in 1983, and has until now relied primarily on the addition of corporate-owned stores to reach its current size of about 80 locations, making it the largest privately-owned daytime-only restaurant concept in the U.S.
Wow. Interesting. I didn't realize it was the largest.
Yeah, I remember that show we did. You know, you and I were very hungry after he was talking about the omelet.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, great concept. It's a good article. Why don't we do this, Don? I see Jeff has called in. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth Advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And today's show is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only publication that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees and is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we're excited about today's show because we're meeting with Jeff Haas, who is the co-founder and director of franchise development for the Team Blue franchise opportunity. And by providing a superior hand car wash experience, Team Blue is seeking to change and lead the multi-billion dollar U.S. car wash industry by opening a national chain of first-of-its-kind franchise locations that offer a better quality wash. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How you doing today? Jeff? You there, Don?
Jeffrey, get disconnected.
Oh, let's see. Hey, Jeff, how you doing today?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, Jeff. Happy New Year to you. Jeff, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, and I know, Don, you wanted to say good morning and Happy New Year to Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, we appreciate you coming on the show. We look forward to hearing about Team Blue. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you guys, too.
Hey,
first, I listened to you guys the last 10 minutes or so, and I love your enthusiasm for the franchising business model. I love it.
Thanks for saying that, Jeff. Yeah, one of the reasons we set up the show, Jeff, is just to really provide good quality content to our listeners. We were really excited about your opportunity as well, because it's definitely something different. It's not your typical car wash, that's for sure, So we always like to start off asking our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Jeff?
Sure. I'm calling from our office in State College, Pennsylvania.
Okay, great. Oh, good. Well, I'm in Williams Township, Pennsylvania, which is right next to Easton, Pennsylvania, right on the Delaware River. So
it's
not that far from you guys, so that's fantastic.
Great.
Jeff, what were you doing before starting this whole concept? How did you enter this whole world?
Well, I've been an entrepreneur since I was about 20 years old.
Yeah.
I like to say I've been unemployed. I'm 50 years old now. I always like to joke around and say I've been unemployed for 30 years.
That's fantastic.
But been entrepreneurial. started my first, I'll call it real company, when I was 22, and it was called Bubba's Breakaway. It was a sub and cheesesteak delivery concept. I started it back in 1981 and franchised that, had a couple of units and franchised it and built it to, I believe it was 21 or 22 units, and sold that back in 1987.
Wow, that's fantastic. So you really truly are an entrepreneur, Jeff. You know, Don and I, what we try to do on the show also is distinguish, you know, the franchisor from the franchisee, where, you know, you are the creator or the visionary or the inventor, you know, where the franchisee is really someone who follows your creation, you know, and it's something that we truly emphasize on the show. So I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, we love hearing success stories.
Yeah.
So obviously at a very young age, you had a successful business, sold it, made some money, you know, so what'd you do from there?
I was involved in, been involved in a whole bunch of different businesses and business industries, from pizza to casual restaurants, direct sales. Was in the printing business and architecture business and construction business.
Were these all your own businesses?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. So you're really, I mean, you seem like the type to really kind of build up something and then move on.
Yes, I think so. You know, obviously, I've always tried to build something that could be a national presence in the marketplace.
Right.
So, talk to us about Team Blue. What was your thought process as you were starting up this car wash, and you know, tell us a little bit of the history so far, please.
Sure. A couple years ago, my son had been graduated from Stanford, and he was home working with our businesses and had been back about a year from school, and he was given the assignment of from me to come up with a concept that we could develop, and if successful, could be franchised in the national as a national concept. He took that assignment and came back a few weeks later and walked in my office and said that we should start a car wash where you wash cars by hand. That no machine can wash a car as well as we can wash cars by hand, like you do in your own driveway. And I kind of smiled, and he said, "What are you smiling about?" And I said, "Well, you aren't going to believe this, but 20-some years ago, I was driving to check into some of our Bubba's Breakaway restaurants in Florida, and on the drive down, I was talking into a voice recorder and a business plan for a hand car wash. Never did anything with it. I wish I had that voice recorder now, play it back.
Amazing.
But to have my son 20-some years later walk back into my office with the same idea, I said, "Boy, we got at least investigate it further."
Absolutely, it's like a sign from God almost.
Yeah, exactly. So we gave him the assignment then of looking at it financially and what was involved financially, see if you could make a financial business model work. That came back positive, and we decided to go ahead with it. We raised equity funds. We put an executive management team in place, and a lot of the management team that I had back in the Bubba's days that is experienced with franchising has been involved with the Team Blue hand car wash concept since day one. We sat in a room for almost a year developing the concept from day one with the sole purpose of franchising in mind, and so that obviously that involves a lot of unique characteristics to a business to be successful as a franchise model, and that's kind of how we got to where we are today, from the early part of the concept.
Right, that's great that you have experience too in the whole franchising, as it is, Jeff. You know, because you know, I think a lot of guests that we've had on the show in the past, and you could help me with this one, Don. You know, they say that franchising is like a totally different animal. You know, where you got the service down, but you know, once you decide to get into franchising, that's an entirely different, almost like different business. You know, and it's nice that you've been there already. You know what I mean? So you know what that's all about. So I think that's important.
I guess you had the right team and contacts to put together, you know, basically the program for you, which is important. How did you decide on the name Team Blue, Jeff?
The name comes from, one, the blue part. We're from State College, Pennsylvania, which is the home of Penn State University and the Nittany Lions, which are blue and white.
Right, right.
And that's where the blue comes from, and the team comes from, you know, the type of business that we're in. It's a team approach from management to the staff in providing service to the customers.
That's great. It's always an interesting story how the founders, Don, come up with the name. You know, that makes so
right.
much sense now that, you know, Jeff is talking about that. There was an interesting article a couple weeks back, Jeff. It was, you know, I'm glad we have you guys on the show today, talking about, like, you know, there's a lot of environmental groups out there now. They're talking about the problem with the drive-thrus, like at McDonald's and Burger King and things like that, because the cars are remaining there stationary, and then they're producing all this emissions, you know, where you guys don't have that problem, you know. I just thought it was fascinating. It was good timing to have you guys on the show today. I'll have to send you that article if I can find it.
That'd be great. Can I expand on that for a second?
You can, absolutely.
With our concept, you know, the customer pulls into the parking lot and parks their car.
Right.
Comes into our facility, orders their service, and then relaxes in our relaxation area where we have TVs, flat-screen TVs, and computers for our customers to utilize, and PlayStation for the kids, and complimentary beverages. So in terms of being environmentally friendly from the vehicle standpoint and fuel, we are definitely friendly. But also from the water standpoint, if you look at we do reclaim water, and the fact that we're doing things by hand, we use a lot less wash water than even a typical tunnel wash.
Wow.
I think there's statistics out there where someone washes at home, they might use 80 to 120 gallons of water to wash their car at home in their driveway.
Wow.
Tunnel wash facility, a typical commercial car wash, might use somewhere between 40 and 60 gallons of water. Our findings of through our first 12 months of business, we're averaging about 17 gallons of water per car.
Wow. And this has become important, I think. It's not just a trend anymore, you know. I mean, it's really become important to people in the United States, you know, to reduce that carbon footprint and really protect the environment. I think that whole thing is here to stay. So I think you're definitely in the right place at the right time doing this.
Thank you. I completely agree with you.
That's great.
So, you know, so talking further, Jeff, about Team Blue, the franchise system, I mean, you know, the first thing I think about when it's hand wash is that you have a lot more employees. You know, your labor cost is going to be higher. Maybe explain that. I mean, I guess sounds like maybe people are paying more because they're getting better service. People love their cars. They're putting more money into it. Is that the formula, or maybe there's something more there?
Well, maybe a little bit, but I would like to think we're very comparable on cost with the typical tunnel wash facilities that are out there. Yet we still do it by hand and provide a better wash and a better customer experience.
Right.
The price wise, we're fine. I think the fact that people can, through the experience that we give and watching a group or a team of staff, three people washing their car, working hard, makes them more comfortable with spending the money that they're spending. They really see value
right.
in the dollars that they spend.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
In terms of the increased labor cost that you mentioned, absolutely, we do have labor costs because we are doing things by hand.
Mm-hmm.
But that's no different than restaurant businesses that I've been involved
right.
in. You know, restaurants are a very labor-intensive operation also. So it's just a matter of managing the labor and being efficient with your scheduling. It's really not an issue.
That's interesting. I saw, too, I was surprised, Jeff, that there was no appointments necessary. You know, usually this type of service, you expect that you'd have to call in, you know, and make an appointment, you know, for your service. But I see that a customer doesn't have to make an appointment. They can just drive right in, I guess.
That's right.
That's fantastic. And you guys also had the unlimited washes for the one monthly price, which I think is a great service as well.
Yes, we do that. And we also provide programs for family members in multiple cars, people who own multiple vehicles.
Great. Has technology played a role in your business, Jeff? I mean, is technology a big part of your franchise system?
Very little. I think technology, in my opinion, I think technology actually has hurt the car wash business.
Wow.
And because it, if you look at the typical tunnel washes, the machines are getting more and more complicated, and you know, my understanding and my opinion, there's a lot of repairs and maintenance costs that go along
right.
with it, and training to be able to operate those machines. And at the same time, we believe that no machine can wash the car as well as we can do it by hand. So we're actually taking technology out of the equation and kind of going back to basics and giving the customer what they want, a nice experience and a great car wash.
And I think that's what you want to do, too. I mean, especially when you're involved in franchising, is you want to really simplify the concept. As it becomes more difficult, you know, I think that those concepts probably should not be franchising. You know, like if you look at like a Subway kind of franchise, which is a pretty basic model, it does seem like your system is very easy to follow. What kind of franchisees would you guys be looking for, Jeff? I mean, it doesn't sound like you need too much experience to get into this business.
No, I think experience is definitely not required. We would provide the training, and it's a relatively simple business, and we formulated it that way. I think in terms of who you're looking for a team player. You know,
I think
it's important that franchisors and franchisees get along as good as possible. And, you know, we want to be a team player, and we want the franchisees to come on board with us to be team players. We're looking for people that have the desire to be successful financially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they willing to do what it takes to be successful? And are they teachable? You know,
right.
I think as a franchisor and a franchisee, we all need to learn together and make the business prosper on into the future.
Absolutely.
I'm involved, Jeff, with business financing nationwide. I know car washes always traditionally have always performed pretty well with people getting loans, whether it's a franchise or non-franchise. I know lenders like this industry because people have to get their car cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there some absentee ownership element to an investor, to a franchisee having this business?
Yes, with Team Blue, there's three ways you can be a franchisee. You can be one that the traditional franchisee that owns the franchise and manages the franchise day to day. Maybe in the operations as a manager or absentee. We do not have a requirement of you have to manage the car wash day to day and be involved in day to day operations. You know, I don't believe that's to require that. Some people want to do that. Some people, that's their desire, and that's great, but we wouldn't require that. You know, I'm a believer that if you have to work the unit yourself, you're kind of buying yourself a job instead of building yourself a business.
Right.
And I think that should be a distinction. The second way that you can be a franchisee is you can actually own the franchise. There are some people that have the financial resources that would like to, you know, buy property, build a building, or lease property and own the business, but really don't want to manage it day to day. And we could provide, through Team Blue Management Services, the management services of day-to-day operations.
That's great.
Well, that's key. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's a good way to really grow the company, because with so much uncertainty, you know, with this economy, and people like to back themselves up and have some businesses on the side or other income streams, I would think that would be, you know, nice incentive for a lot of investors and people out there.
Yes, I agree. But that takes a special individual to go into that position. You know, that's certainly not for everyone. But we
right.
would certainly provide that service to those people. You know, we would like to attract people that, you know, would like to have one unit. If it's successful, that they move on to units 2, 3, 4, 5, and
right.
so on.
Right.
We believe the concept's been fine-tuned enough and operationally simple that multi-unit management should not be that difficult for someone with the desire to make that happen, is willing to learn and develop their management skills.
Right.
Be clear about that, multi-unit management skills.
Right. Fantastic. Jeff, we have to take a quick break. Are you able to stick around for another segment?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919. Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open? Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. As we were saying earlier, Don, we got a great show today. We're meeting with Jeff Haas, who is the co-founder and director of the franchise development team, Team Blue. And by providing a superior hand car wash experience, Team Blue is seeking to change and lead the multi-billion dollar U.S. car wash industry by opening a national chain of first-of-its-kind franchise locations that offer a better quality wash. And Don, I think you're up.
Yeah, Jeff, maybe talk to us about the training process with new franchisees, please.
Sure. We provide a one-week training course at our location and at our offices. That would be for owners and the owner's management, if that's different. We provide that for a week with both classroom and at the unit training.
All right, good. Okay.
As well as, you know, obviously when they get close to opening, we're there for their opening and providing support.
That's great.
And what is a typical day like for a franchisee in this business? I guess your manager, your hands-on type of person.
Well, it depends on the franchisee, whether they're hands-on manager or absentee. Obviously, they would be two different types of roles. But I guess if you're hands-on, the day starts at about 7 o'clock in the morning. Come in and get the coffee going for everybody and get your staff ready to go and ready to provide service to our customers. Service goes, you were talking about hours a little bit earlier. I think that's one of the nice things about Team Blue Hand Car Wash is that, you know, our hours are, you're done at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the evening, so you're not into any late hours or being home and worry about what's going on in your business when you're not there.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. How does weather affect the business, Jeff? I guess obviously some days it's raining, people might not go get their car washed. Is that any different from other car washes?
In terms of Team Blue, absolutely. We have a strong membership-based program that we talked about a little bit earlier, and that helps mitigate the issues you have with weather. We do the membership program, and so we have hundreds and hundreds of members. And on the first of each month, we bang their credit cards on the first day of the month, so we have instant sales for the month, regardless of what weather transpires the rest of the month. Now, of course, weather will still affect your sales to some degree, because you obviously have not everyone is a member, and a lot of your sales are from drive up, so it can be affected a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the membership helps alleviate and mitigate the issues with weather.
Yeah.
But also what happens with weather, too, is, you may not have business for a few days because of rain, but then all the cars are dirty because of the rain for 3 days, and then everybody's trying to get their car washed the first sunshine day after that. So, it has good points and it has bad points.
Right.
But it all
yeah.
works out
right.
in the end.
Yeah,
that's
it was
a good
one of the
point,
things.
Yeah.
It was one of the things I liked about the unlimited car wash, the monthly program, Jeff. I can't tell you, I'm sure Don, this has happened to you living in the Northeast. How many times you get your car washed and then it snows like 2 days later, and
right,
then,
yeah.
you're back,
yeah.
several days later. You know what I mean? So and I guess this, Jeff. Pennsylvania's been getting hit pretty hard the last couple of years, with snow. So it seems like you're at the car wash every other week. Absolutely.
That's right.
Are there numbers on the industry, Jeff? I mean, I know this is a multi-billion-dollar industry. Were there any numbers as far as how big it is?
The numbers I've seen out there, somewhere around $23 billion is what I've seen as an industry.
That would make sense. Yeah, it's having the number of cars in this country. Absolutely.
And in terms of the industry and where Team Blue fits into that. I think the industry is wide open. There is no national presence of a car wash to date.
Right.
I think most people, prior to Team Blue, the majority of car washes have always been tunnel washes, and customers have had no choice but to use that type of facility.
That's true.
And I firmly believe that most customers really don't want to use that facility, but are left with no choice because that's what's in their market.
I would agree with that. There really isn't much of a choice,
Probably one of the most exciting things that I've experienced with Team Blue since we started was watching the customer reaction to our brand, to the experience. It's been just overwhelming. I think it's 60 or 65% of our customers are referred by other customers.
Wow.
Now think about that, a commercial
right.
retail business that is built on the referrals of their customers. It doesn't happen that often in today's world.
No, it doesn't. It's really the best kind of marketing
yeah.
you can get.
It's also unique. I guess people aren't, we're used to the car goes through the wash system. But here.
Yeah. So we're confident enough in our concept and our operations that, we'd be more than happy to put one of our car washes right next door to one of the big tunnels.
Wow.
All day.
That's fascinating. Is there a killer location? And how much space would a franchisee need to set up a franchise, Jeff?
Glad you asked that question. That's a great one. We only need about 3,000 square feet.
Okay.
To have a successful operation, successful business model.
Wow.
And that can be conversion of an existing car wash. If a car wash owner out there wants to do a conversion, not happy with their business profitability now, and wants to get involved with us, we'd be happy to talk to them. But we can do conversions of maybe some old car care places that went out of business. I don't want to mention names. That's probably not appropriate. But, where there's four bays, five bays, three
right.
bays, facilities that are vacant and available for lease. We can go into those places, renovate in a very economical way, and be in business very, very quickly. And if a franchisee has a personal philosophy of owning instead of leasing, then we've got an absolutely beautiful prototype design facility. You can actually see it on our website, and they can go that way. But it's still same thing, about 3,000 square feet. And the cost, in terms of cost of our facility, we have a very low cost entry point for initial investment costs. We're probably one-tenth of what it costs for a tunnel wash. Our facility in State College is about a $450,000 facility, start to finish.
That's something.
You can't even buy land for a tunnel wash for that, let alone the building and the equipment.
And I guess, Jeff, just any high-volume traffic area is probably best.
Yeah, obviously, the higher the traffic count, the better. But believe it or not, our first facility is not even on the main highway. Our traffic count in front of our facility is probably about only 100 cars a day, not including our customers that are driven there now, but only about 100. So we don't have any visibility from the commercial highway, yet we've been unbelievably successful. So we're confident as we move forward and have locations that have the visibility and the high traffic counts that we'll be even more successful.
What would you advise, Jeff, being an entrepreneur, being very successful from an early age, what advice would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur looking to buy a franchise?
To buy a franchise, I'd say find a concept you can be proud of and enjoy owning. You know, you can be proud of it when you go into it or drive by it or
right.
be associated with it. I'd say maybe make sure you're involved with a concept that has what I call KISS operations or keep it simple, stupid. That's so important. People don't realize, you know, when you get into concepts that are just very complicated, that's a very it's very taxing on your abilities and your time. You know, and I think when you own a business and you own a franchise, it should be you know, the least amount of your time, the least amount of effort, and the most potential for earnings.
Right.
You know, don't get involved in a franchise where you're really just buying yourself a job. I don't really think that's what you want to do in life. If you want to do that, that's fine, but that, I wouldn't buy yourself a job, so be very careful. And then most importantly is the financial risk. You know, it should be limited. You know, business shouldn't be about spending the most amount of money you have to have a business or to compete in a marketplace. It should be limited. You want to keep that risk money down as low as possible and yet perform and be successful financially.
Right. Yeah, great advice.
Yeah. The majority, what are your plans for the future, Jeff? I mean, how big would you guys like to grow? I know you set some targets.
Well, we set some targets and 35 units over the next 2 to 3 years. I would like to be a lot more aggressive than that. But as you know, the current financial market is, you know, making it a little difficult for people to obtain financing. So that does slow growth down. But we would like to see that 35 unit range.
That's great. And what's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee, Jeff? Is there a website they can go to? Are there any numbers they can call?
Yes. Best thing to do is go to the website, which is teambluehandcarwash.com.
Okay.
There's a franchising link. Click on the franchising link, and there's some basic information. You'll see our prototype and some basic franchise facts on that page. There's a franchisee questionnaire, very simple, nothing technical. Fill out the questionnaire. That questionnaire will get to me, and then I will respond to them.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you again, Jeff. You've been a fantastic guest. And I'd love to have you guys back at the end of the year or the beginning of next year as you guys continue to grow.
That'd be great. Love to come back.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Thanks for having me. Have a happy new year. Thank you. Great concept,
thanks.
Huh, Don?
Yeah, interesting. And they have a very nice website, and it looks like it's working. It's funny how him and his son were on the same page and
came up with an idea,
and it seems like he's been successful in most of the things he's done. So
I love those stories, don't you? Like when you hear, you know, and how the concept was created and things like that. You know, it really is fascinating. What I love most is that, you know, as Jeff was saying, it's a pretty simple concept, isn't it? You know, and that's what you want. In franchising, you want to be able to duplicate. You know, the more technical things become, but you and I have seen it. You know, in certain instances, it's hard for the franchisee. You know, and that doesn't typically make a good franchise. So, I like this concept. You know, I definitely want to keep our eye on them as they grow.
Yeah, and everybody wants to have a good, you know, good quality car wash near them.
Oh, absolutely. You know, so. So you did a great job in segment one, Don. And for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, franchisefunding.net, gofranchise.com. And I'm going to see you next week, Don, for another great show.
Definitely, Marty. Have a great day. Great job.
Good job, Don. Thank you. Take care. Thanks, everyone, for listening.